the music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s Garage Punk, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
I enjoy your music so much, and I think it's wonderful the fun that you get out of it.
Well, g'day. This is Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast. I'm Phil Gray, and this is a special episode, episode 339. This is an all-Australian episode, or New Zealand's West Island, as we sometimes like to call it. We're focusing on a very fertile scene in 60s Garage Punk terms. And Australian music's often spoken about as having three distinct waves. 55 to 63, influenced by American and British styles like Johnny O'Keefe. Then from 64 to 69, huge influence of the Beatles, who visited in June 1964, visited New Zealand as well. And then a third wave from 1970 to 75, which was typified by the Australian pub rock scene. So during the beat boom, 64 to 69, hundreds of bands active, live and recording. As I said, huge influence of the Beatles. In fact, when they arrived in Adelaide, Australia, an estimated 300,000 people, about a third of the city's population, turned out to see their motorcade from the airport to the city. So a bunch of really great 60s garage rock and garage punk bands, including the Missing Links, the Purple Hearts, the Wild Cherries, the Creatures, the Throb, bands that influenced later bands like Australian stars The Saints. So I've spent a number of weeks trawling my collections, also doing a bit of research into some of the finest Australian 60s garage. Boy, have we got a lineup through this episode of Retrospect. We are going to get underway with a band called The Vacant Lot, their sole 45 on Columbia, 1967. It's a cover of a Holland Dozier Holland track called Leaving Here. I'd like to say thanks to a couple of Retrospect listeners in Australia who are contributing throughout this episode. Jamie from Sydney, Cliff from Adelaide, thank you for contributing. I'm going to let Jamie have a say before we get into The Vacant Lot.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia.
As with most things, rock and roll arrived relatively late to the great southern land. Lacking an original musical movement of their own, young Australians flocked to this new phenomenon like flies to a jam jar.
Right.
Well, that is Australian band The Vacant Lot with their cover of the Holland Dozier Holland track Leaving Here. This is an all-Australian episode. I hope you'll stick with the episode. And if you're listening to the podcast, feel free to share it. You can go to facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio. The link is there. Please share it with your Australian friends via whichever social channels you have available to you.
Dig what you hear?
Yeah!
Check out back episodes of Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast. Always available across all good podcasting providers, including Apple Podcasts, TuneIn.com, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry, Player.fm, MyTuner Radio, Mixcloud, Castbox, Podbean, PodDirectory, and many more.
Yeah. Well, here's a band from Mildura, Victoria. Created around three brothers, Herman, Eric, and Rudolf Marchik. They called themselves The Creatures. This was a November 67 release on RCA Australia and also here in New Zealand. The band The Creatures, known to dye their hair various different colours. Picture and information up on facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio. This track gave its name to one of the great Australian garage comps called Ugly Things. This is The Creatures, Ugly Thing.
You fix like a bone guy.
Down Under tour in 1964, it wasn't long before every second garage had a band playing in it. Outfits such as the Easy Beats and the Master's Apprentices even reached the world stage, but as usual, it was the lesser known bands that really produced the goods.
You're gonna be my little girl.
Critics of the stomp say it is weird, undignified, more like a corroboree than a conventional dance. And the stomp is in trouble. At least two municipal councils, one in Sydney, the other in South Australia, have put their foot down. One reason is the possible damage to dance floors. But the stomp is still the craze.
Creatures, top of that set with Ugly Thing from November 67. Then one of the great 60s garage bands out of Australia, formed out of The Missing Links. That band finished around August 66. Guitarist Doug Ford and singer Andy James decided to leave and try their luck in Melbourne. They formed The Running, Jumping, Standing Still, sometimes written as RJSS. The original lineup of this band lasted only a couple of months. Often described as the new Missing Links, they certainly were an extension of what Doug and Andy had been doing in The Missing Links. They described themselves as being sincere in their addiction to feedback. So the band went through several lineups. They recorded Diddy Wah Diddy, which we had in a recent episode. About those different lineups, lead singer Andy James departed the group in a sudden and dramatic manner. In December 1966, he was on stage performing when he suffered a brain hemorrhage. Peter Newing of Australian band The Pleasers took his place in the band, and it was Peter Newing that sang Diddy Wah Diddy and also their second single, She's Good to Me. And it was that second 45 that we took the B-side from. August 1967, The Running, Jumping, Standing Still with Little Girl. And thirdly in the set, out of Melbourne, together from 61 right through to 1975, started out playing instrumentals in the style of The Shadows. They were called The Strangers. 1964, they supported Roy Orbison on an Australian tour with the Surfaris and the Beach Boys. So, Australian bands, The Creatures, The Running, Jumping, Standing Still, and The Strangers, in this all-Australian episode of Retrospect.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
We got very high ratings, by the way, but I won't mention that.
G'day, Phil. It's Cliff from Adelaide. In the 1960s, sleepy little Adelaide was a hotbed of garage rock. Here from 1966 are Adelaide's own The Master's Apprentices with Buried and Dead. It's heaps good.
Oh, really?
Slow to catch on at first, the Stomp, this is in Sydney, suddenly burst on the Australian scene a few months ago. Where does it come from? Some believe it started in Hawaii. Weekend magazine had a word with Miss Phyllis Bates, a well-known Sydney dancing teacher. Where did the Stomp originate?
I'm not quite sure, but I think Darwin had his ideas about our own. And I'm rather sure that if he saw the young people of today doing the Stomp, that he'd be convinced he was right. After all, apes do the Stomp, don't they? And haven't you seen pictures of some of these tribal dancers where they're going like this? Now, what's the difference?
My word. Well, do you think the Stomp should be banned?
Oh, no, they haven't banned apes or tribal people that do tribal dances, have they? Because they're dancing like that?
You don't act like a good girl or to act. You're trying to big star, baby. You're never gonna be wise. Don't you face the fact? I tell you, child, you ain't gonna look in. Why don't you let me love you? Keep away from those other guys, girl. I'll take you where the good times are. Show you how to live like a lady. Girls just to put you down, baby. You'll get a bad name all over town, baby. I'll love you better than they do. Give me a chance and I'll show you, baby. I'll show you, baby. I'll show you, baby.
to vote yes and give them rights and freedoms just like me and you. Vote yes for Aborigines. Vote yes for Aborigines. All parties say they think you should. Vote yes and show the world the true Australian brotherhood. Vote yes for Aborigines. Vote yes for Aborigines.
Make Aborigines Australians in every sense of the word. Write yes in the bottom square on your ballot paper.
Vote yes for Aborigines. Vote yes for Aborigines. All parties say they think you should. Vote yes and show the world the true Australian brotherhood. Vote yes for Aborigines. Vote yes for Aborigines. They want to be Australians too. Vote yes and give them rights and freedoms. Just
it isn't just the lyrics, it's the beat.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia.
Start, feel a deep burning pain in my heart. Now look, see the way, see the way, see the way he's kissing her. Notice how, she thrills to his touch. Every time he touches her hand, it hurts me so much. When I see her out with that guy, you know it makes me just feel like dying. Now look, see the way, see the way, see the way he's kissing her. She was the best girl I ever had. Sorry that I hurt her and made her sad. Feel like dying. Now look, see the way, see the way, see the way he's kissing her. Now look, see the way, see the way, see the way he's kissing her. Yes, now look, see the way, see the way, see the way he's kissing her.
is a lengthy set of five great Australian garage rock and garage punk tracks. Kicked it off with the Master's Apprentices, Buried and Dead. Then a lesser known Australian band out of Melbourne called the Wild Cherries, described as uniquely original and uncompromising in their delivery and execution. A pivotal band in many ways. Formed late 1964, several friends from the architecture school at Melbourne University. The recordings included an original composition called Get Out of My Life, backed with a cover of Sonny Boy Williamson's Bye Bye Bird. A number of other recordings, many of which did not become available until 2007. We took an interesting track from the Wild Cherries called Chrome-Plated Yabby. Very Australian reference, yabby, a form of like a miniature crayfish. We then had a band from the Pogs. They were together 65 to 67, popular on the wealthy North Shore circuit around Sydney. They're at the lighter end of garage rock, sort of influences of Herman's Hermits and the Zombies. An exception to that was a track called The Pogs Theme, self-referencing song. We've had that on the show before. We've also had the track we played. It's a real curio called Aboriginal Referendum Jingle, Vote Yes for Aborigines. So this was a radio spot urging Australians to vote yes for voting rights for Australia's first people in the 1967 Australian referendum. So the Pogs with Aboriginal Referendum. Then we had two tracks from the Black Diamonds. They were from Lithgow, New South Wales, performed under different names between 1959 and 1971. But they were one of the most popular groups in New South Wales area of Australia. Signed with Festival, recorded two singles. We took the first A-side from November 1966, See the Way, followed by the B-side, I Want, Need, Love You, which gave its title to one of the great Australian garage rock compilations. We'll talk about those a little bit later in the show. So the Black Diamonds, See the Way, and I Want, Need, Love You. Check out Retrospect on Apple Podcasts, where you can rate each show and leave a review for Retrospect.
It's not nice.
And of course, subscribe.
It was bad.
For your weekly fix of cool 60s garage.
I'm not finished.
Well, here is another hugely important Australian band from Sydney. Active from 64 to 66, best described, I believe, as proto-punk. They are called The Missing Links. They did, however, go through complete lineup changes, meaning there were two completely different versions of the band. It was the second lineup that Richie Unterberger described as, this aggregation cut the rawest Australian garage punk of the era, and indeed some of the best from anywhere, sounding at its best like a fusion of the Troggs and early Who, letting loose at times with wild feedback that was quite ahead of its time. This is The Missing Links with Wild About You.
You men, you're just like a savage. Yeah, I'm on to the jungle after you. I'm like a wild man on the realm. Yeah, I'm tearing things apart, I honor, where are you? I feel like a horrible by creature. But baby, I don't wanna scare you. You know you look so good that I could eat you. But I wouldn't kiss an apple, so I won't eat you. I'm wild about a way out, clothes you wear, father pretty dresses, a teased up hair. You laugh at people who stare at you. Life I live, baby, I'm daring too. Cause you're wild, and I'm wild about you. Yeah, you're wild, yo. And I'm wild about you, tell me about it. But I don't wanna scare you.
say that the stomp has some merit as a dance?
Oh, I don't think it has much merit as a dance. In fact, it's hardly a dance. Maybe it's some kind of expression like a natives have for some special feeling.
Is it good exercise?
No, it's very good exercise, and I don't think it's harmful at all.
It's healthier, you think?
Oh, yes, but I think the best dance for the health was the twist, don't you?
When I go out with you, it's just the way you say we're through.
Phil, this is Cliff from Adelaide. Retrospect is my weekly sonic life raft, and this week it's washed up on the shores of the wide brown land. Here from 1966 is The Throb and their fuzzed out folk classic Black.
With the prettiest
Yo, it's Retrospect 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast, and all-Australian episode this week with some phenomenally fantastic Australian garage bands. We had the Missing Links top of the set with Wild About You. Then a band actually named after a popular ice cream of the time. Formed 1961 out of the remnants of a band called the Chessmen in Melbourne, Australia. They are called the Cherokees. Recorded an album called Here Come the Cherokees in 1965. I took a track called I've Gone Wild. Then another obscure Australian act out of Canberra, formed 1965, The Bitter Lemons with One More Chance. And then finally in the set from Sydney, Australia, only together a couple of years, they are called The Throb. Pretty well known for their cover of the track Fortune Teller, which had been recorded by the Rolling Stones. Also pretty well known for the track we had called Black, a feedback-drenched rendition of the traditional folk song Black is the Colour of My True Love's Hair. So the Missing Links, the Cherokees, the Bitter Lemons, and the Throb.
You don't get much worse. I didn't like it.
Retrospect.
Well, let's continue with more great all-Australian 60s garage. This band from Sydney. This is the A-side of a June 1966 45. The band is called Derek's Accent. This is called Ain't Got No Feeling.
Aussie rock wilder and more raw than anyone else? Is it our convict blood? Is it our unforgiving natural environment? Is it our isolation at the edge of the earth, which frees us from the pressure of trying to fit in with you northern fairies? Who really knows? But if you want to hear one song which truly encapsulates the essence of that Australian garage sound, then listen to some of this. We'll be right back.
of Naz. Where are you? Ah, here you are. Still real pretty for me one time. That's Naz.
Here in Sydney, three times the Waverley Municipal Council has refused applications to hold stomp dancers. Our reporter asked Alderman Moran of the Sydney City Council about floor damage.
Oh, I think in some halls, see, there's quite a number of halls in municipalities that have been standing for many years, and I do think the foundations would be considerably weak, and if you have an excessive load on them, well, they could render the whole building unsafe.
How do you feel about the stomp itself, Alderman Moran? Have you got anything against it?
No, I've got nothing against the stomp. I think it's a form of activity that young people are participating in today. It's no better or no worse than the type of dancing that we used to indulge in when we were young people.
If you should back.
Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast. Don't forget about those back episodes. You can find them via a bunch of great podcasting providers around the web. Also, Apple Podcasts is the place to go, where you can subscribe and rate and review back episodes of Retrospect. So we had Derek's Accent, top of the set, with Ain't Got No Feeling. Then a personal favourite of mine, Machine Gun Kelly's Rejects, from Adelaide, South Australia, a track called I'm Going Back, from 1967, featuring the guitar work of Rick Morrison, who had joined the band after departing the Master's Apprentices. So Machine Gun Kelly's Rejects, I'm Going Back. And finally, from Adelaide, Australia, a duo with a cover of a Roulettes track from 1964 called Bad Times. They are called The Decoys, and I lifted that one from one of the truly great Australian comps, Ugly Things.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia.
Hi Phil, this is Cliff from Adelaide. Thanks for this all-Australian episode, chock-a-block full of Antipodean garage rock artifacts. This is Tony McCann with the Blue Jays and her 1965 single, No.
No, 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 no.
we've run out of time. I'd again like to thank Jamie and Cliff, Retrospect listeners from Australia, who contributed to this show. Thanks for listening. If you have any Australian friends, please share this podcast far and wide. I'm Phil Gray for Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast.
Need her just like this and greet her with a kiss, and don't you ever miss the opportunity to make her feel that you're prepared to move for her. Make her feel that you're prepared to yield to her all her affection. To you, she's perfection, Caroline.
Would the Stompers themselves be sorry if the Stomp was banned?
Yes, I'll say.
Do you think it's good fun?
Oh, I think it's terrific. And
what do you think about the councils that have decided to close down their halls to stomping? Do you think this is a good idea?
No, I think it's terrible.
Like us on Facebook. Facebook.com/RetrospectGaragePunkRadio.